If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phils win 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in their first real test of the season. They lived up to the test. They have another, and I know the Braves. What, the Braves win over the weekend, finally?
They got rained out a couple times, okay. But I believe they're still 1-8.
Jeez. So, to me, it's still a test.
1-8, yeah.
The Braves series is still a test to me. Still matters, even though they're 1-8.
Can they bury them?
It would be great to
take
do that.
Take 2 or 3, bury the Braves?
Yeah, because you can't take 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and then come back and lose 2 or 3 to the Braves, whether they're 1-8 or not.
Taiwan is pitching Wednesday.
Okay. Well, and then there's a lot of pressure on the other two games. I'm not sold on Taiwan yet.
Could be bad news for the Braves this week. Yeah. They got to face Taiwan.
Yeah. Well, he's the only Philly starter who hasn't given up a home run, I believe.
Yeah, everyone said, oh, the Dodgers didn't have Freeman. Well, we didn't get to pitch Taiwan.
Right. 215-592-9494. The Phillies feel different to you this year. Jack and Cape May, you're on WIP.
Jack. Do they feel different?
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
There you go.
Am I surprised? No, because they had no choice. They had no choice but to be different. Because then people would start asking for people's jobs.
I think that's easier said than done. To say they had no choice to be different. How many times have we wanted a player to do something or a team to do something different and been vocal about it? It didn't happen.
This team is bought and paid for to mash the ball over 400 feet over the fence in the postseason. That's what they're made for. And if that's the expectation, I'm not going to be surprised when they're beating the Dodgers at home, 2 out of 3 games.
Okay. So you're not surprised at all that they're not chasing? You're not surprised their walk rate is up? You're not surprised their K rate is down? None of these things, that Nick Castellanos has walked more than he struck out? None of those things are surprising to you?
That's their job is to improve, is it not?
Okay. It's every athlete's job to improve. I guess the new Philadelphia fan that won the Super Bowl is just like, that's your job. Yeah. It's everybody's job to do that. Why don't they all do it then?
Well, it's just because the expectations are higher for this particular team.
Yeah, I get it.
If I'm like, look at the Pirates. Like if they were mashing the ball, if they were beating teams, I would be very surprised. But they're not. They're not built that way. Not built like the Phillies are.
All right, Jack, give us someone or something that was big in the 80s.
Oh, man, action movies.
It was a good action movie era.
Yeah.
The 80s. Now, I would say the 90s might have been better with action movies.
Yeah. Technology was better.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jack. Yeah, but they were big in the 80s. Action movies definitely big in the 80s. Die Hard 89 or Die Hard 90? Was Die Hard 80s?
I think Die Hard was 80s.
Yeah, Die Hard was definitely 80s. And Commando was 80s. Yeah. Rambo was 80s. Yeah. Terminator was 80s.
Terminator, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I was trying to think of another Schwarzenegger. Was Predator 80?
It was right on the verge. Yeah. If it was 80s, it was 89 or something like that. Yep, yep. Big action movies. So Devontae Smith was on Carmelo Anthony's podcast and was asked about the Eagles, who have never been on Hard Knocks, potentially on Hard Knocks. Here's what he said. So per Justin, the video guy here for the WIP Afternoon Show, the Eagles are eligible. There are some eligibility requirements. Would you, if the announcement came out tomorrow, this year's training camp Hard Knocks team, the Philadelphia Eagles, what would your first gut be? Really?
Let's go.
Really? All positive?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would have good vibes about it. I don't think there's a and believe me, I caught the sarcasm that Devontae had with the whole "it's a movie."
Yes,
and he doesn't want it. It's the reason why he does not want it. He understands what goes on behind the scenes with the football team. I get that part of it, but the Hard Knock cameras would force people to behave.
You think?
Of course it would.
Or do you think it would force people to perform?
Well, there's a thin line there.
Yeah, there is.
There's a thin line there.
It's a very thin line.
It's hard not to perform when you know cameras are there.
Right.
Right? Like we can all say, well, no cameras are here, this and any other. We try to keep it as much reality as we can, but I can only imagine if cameras are following you around cafeteria, workouts, practice field, getting cuts, that some of the things you may say at times could be premeditated and thought about beforehand. That's for the good or the bad.
Sure.
So here's why I would be okay with doing it. We just won the Super Bowl. If it was a team coming off the end of the 2023 season, I wouldn't want it as an Eagles fan. Everybody else would want it, right? All other football fans would want to see the drama behind the scenes. But me as a fan, I wouldn't want that because I would not have expected things to turn out well. But for a team that's coming off winning the Super Bowl, I'd be okay with it.
So I am of two minds. First of all,
Jalen to take his guard down a little bit here and there. We get to see a different side of him.
Oh yeah, he'll be lighting up the.
I don't expect him to do that. I don't expect him to do that. But I do believe it's a positive for fans. Listen, we love the serious Jalen Mamba mentality. That whole thing. But as a fan, you still want to know that there's another side.
See him laugh.
Yes, you want to see him have fun. Yeah. You know, I don't care if you're throwing water balloons, doing something that normal people would do. I think fans would be intrigued by that. He doesn't need to stand up there and be a damn comedian.
Play hot foot like Roger McDowell did back in the '80s. Speaking of something that was big in the '80s, I would be of two minds. So WIP host Spike would be licking his chops.
Yeah.
And it would be exciting as an Eagles fan to get to see it. Now, maybe this is the scars of being in New York during the Jets, the Jets Hard Knocks, and seeing what happened to the Giants and being, you know, around as I, from a fan perspective, as the way I think it would affect the team, I want no parts of it.
Well, we don't have any of that going on.
You don't until you do. Yeah, like I guess my point is that it only takes one clip that looks a little iffy to start something. And it only takes one clip of, it's not something we don't know, but it only takes one clip of A.J. Brown like looking like this at Jalen when he doesn't throw it to him during something.
Yeah, I remember this training camp.
I know, but you don't think
you're
that
not
happened?
Gonna do that in training camp.
I would be terrified.
Now, if it was during the season, I may feel differently because you know they do three different hard knocks
right.
So if it was the one during the season where you got real live game reaction and where the stuff is real, where the bullets are flying, the stuff is real, I might be a little more reluctant to do it then. But for preseason, I'm interested in knowing what this team's approach is going to be like to this success. Is training camp going to be harder? What's Nick Sirianni going to be like, right? Because honestly, if you're looking at Hard Knocks, he's one of the stars of Hard Knocks. Jalen is just – he's the quarterback, so he's an interesting storyline to Hard Knocks. Big Dom is a part of it somewhere in there.
I think Jalen Carter would be. There's a lot of personality with Jalen Carter.
The entire offensive line.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter, I don't know if I would go solo with him, but Nolan Smith.
Right, yep.
I maybe would do a Georgia Bulldog thing.
Yeah, there it is.
You got to do something with the exciting whites.
Sure.
Right? You got to do something with them. Like, see, I'd be interested in that type of stuff.
Miserable Vic Fangio?
I got my lot of singing everywhere. I got the old line, like, right? I got all that stuff.
It would make me
nervous. Howie Roseman telling us how great he is, man.
His vest. One of his selection of expensive vests.
Lurie trying to buy the Celtics.
Lurie trying to buy the Celtics. Jack, what do you think?
It'd be great. I don't care. Whatever. I mean, so what? What are you worried about? They're fine.
You just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who cares?
Takes one
next
bad
year's
clip.
Team doesn't matter. They just won the Super Bowl.
Yes, next year's team matters. You shut up. It absolutely matters. It just takes one bad clip. One bad clip.
What are they going to do?
What are you worried about, Spike? We just won. Oh, no, I forgot about Saquon.
Oh, come on.
He would definitely be a star.
Well, let me say that's what happened all of last year. More Saquon erasure. Of course, this is
more
even
Saquon
more proof.
Hard knock
stuff. What if we have a whole episode on the dagger? We don't even see Saquon for two episodes as they focus on the intricacies of the dagger.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. If you 215-592-9494.
Unscripted wasn't bad.
No. I don't remember.
You don't remember Unscripted?
Well, it was the Amazon thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same... But also, that doesn't have the same profile that Hard Knocks does. Hard Knocks is like a thing.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, but the Eagles, I'm just saying they had cameras there. Yes. They were mic'd up.
Yeah.
I mean, our voices would be all over it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, that would be cool, too.
Big for the brand.
As I said.
Oh, yeah, you have to have a WIP sort of facet.
Oh, hey, yeah. Ike and I were in the video yearbook for the Eagles this year.
Yeah,
first 30 seconds.
Really?
Our reaction to the Saquon signing.
Well, I was in the Phillies playoff hype video last year. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Yeah, I wasn't in anything for the Phillies. Still haven't been in a video yearbook, but I made the Eagles one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I might have to come on the radio every day trying to give Hard Knocks something to use.
Give them something, yeah.
Yep. We would have to meet. I think we could do a segment every day being like the Hard Knocks Take This segment.
I think you would, yeah.
Yeah, where we specifically try to give them something.
It.
Yes.
Hey, listen, they're right here. They're right on Mount Laurel, New Jersey. They know about WIP. They know.
I'm sure.
Yes. Every day at 3:30, we'd say, I don't know if this team's got it this year, Spike.
Yeah.
They know it.
Can Jalen get it done again?
The key is, do the Eagles want to be on Hard Knocks?
I would say Nick would say absolutely not. I don't think any coach would want it.
What would Jeff Lurie say?
I think I could be wrong, and I probably, but I don't know if they welcomed it in the past.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they had to have been asked in the past to
you
do
would
this.
Think they're yes. a big enough franchise. You would think yes. so. They've had enough going on. They've had enough storylines. It would mm-hmm. be interesting. You know, from a branding standpoint, if I'm the owner of the Eagles, all it does is elevate.
Dude, let me tell you, Mr. Lurie, you just won the Super Bowl.
Don't do it.
Go for it.
Don't do it.
Do it.
You won the Super Bowl without Hard Knocks.
Look
what happened to Joe Shane. Call Joe Shane. Ask him.
Yeah, that team was in turmoil.
Yeah.
And they let their star player go.
Yes.
One clip.
One clip of what?
It only takes one bad clip.
We didn't sign anyone, so there's no motivation from another player or team.
Just one clip.
Man,
the Chiefs have done it. I don't know if the Chiefs did Hard Knocks, but the Chiefs did the quarterback thing with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Where he let people follow him around. Like, we can handle that stuff, man.
I don't know. 215-592-9494.
Now we're stars.
Joe in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. All right, start out with the Phillies. I hope all is well.
Yes.
The Phillies, they're like somebody playing checkers, and they do the same move every time. There's a couple moves I think they need. I'd like to see Sosa and Clemens be in there and get rid of – I love Boehm. Boehm could be a good player, but he's just not all there.
Yeah.
And Marsh, we've given him enough. But Marsh is cool. He's fun. He's
exciting. Where are you playing Clemens?
Clemens can play any position, right?
No, actually, no.
But pitcher. But I think Clemens at third, Sosa in center field.
You'd have Edmundo Sosa playing the most important outfield position.
Come on, man, he looked good on Saturday.
Or opposite of that. We need hitters. We don't have hitters that have 300. mean, they are more patient now. But remember, they started out like this last year. They played small ball at the beginning, and then they start swinging for the fences again.
So you want to take out the only, and again, I'm sort of on your side with the Bohm thing, but if you want a 300 hitter, you're taking out the 300 hitter to put in Cody Clements?
Who's the 300 hitter?
Well, I mean, Bohm is a 300-ish hitter. Not right now, but...
He could be better, and he reminds me of like a Scott Rolen. You know, he just...
A Hall of Famer?
What way? In what way does your mind you of Scott Rolen?
I think he's going to be way better when he goes to another team. And Scott Rolen had problems with the fans and this and that and being in Philly. I think Bohm's going to be a great player.
Yeah.
Marsh, a great man. I mean, funny, you know, but he just don't know how to... His batting is not good enough.
All right.
About the Hard Knocks, I don't know if I want to watch TV and see what's his name? A.J. Brown be there reading the book, Jalen Hurts be doing his nails, Jalen Carter be beating up the machines. I think they need to hide all that.
Jalen Hurts doing his nails.
I'm a Jalen hater.
All right. Admit. Well, good. Then I'm with you on that one. Yeah, I don't want to see him doing his nails either.
I'm a hater.
Yeah.
I'm a juice bite because if they look at everything else, he does do that freaking jab play or whatever, the dagger that you can't stand.
Yeah, Joe, you're talking more and more sense as we talk to you. Joe, give us, for next question day, give us someone or something that was big in the 80s.
I started out with the Word, so I'm going to tell you the Word, but I'm going to tell you one of my crushes back in the 80s.
Okay.
So the Word was, rhymes with you, Ike and Spike. Psych. That
psych,
word
yes.
Me crazy.
Did you guys say psych?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I didn't know
psych.
I didn't know if both delegations were in the psych. Yeah.
These words.
Yes.
But Baywatch.
Oh, Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Was Baywatch the 80s?
That was 90s.
Yeah, that was 90s, I think, Joe. Thank you for
Stick
the call.
With psych.
Yeah. I mean, it was certainly big through the 90s, Baywatch. I don't know if it started in the 80s. Because
maybe late 80s?
Maybe.
I'm not a Baywatch person.
Because Nicole Eggert was on Charles in Charge in the 80s. I don't think she was on that show until the 90s.
I think my generation is the last that used Psych. I think Psych's dead.
Can we bring it back?
Well, Psych's definitely dead.
Yeah, it's definitely dead. I would love to bring it back.
I didn't know Psych was 100% dead.
I thought
you don't think Gen Z's keeping Psych alive?
I haven't heard my kids say it, so yeah.
I would love to bring it back. Yeah. Psych.
Should you start doing that on the callers? Hey, good call.
Psych.
Yeah. Maybe, okay, Andrew. good point. Okay.
Psych.
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 Dude, we brought Creed back. We could bring Psych back?
I would love to bring Psych back. I'm going to start doing it.
All right.
Yeah, let me know how it works.
Oh, our callers and listeners are going to definitely respond well to that.
Just to bring back Psych?
Yeah, given how they took the Spike rules.
Yeah, well, yeah, that didn't really last very long. 215-592-9494. Steve in Haddon Heights, you're on WIP.
All right. Hello, guys. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Hi, Steve.
before I disagree with you a little bit, Spike, I want to ask about your dad. How's he doing?
He's doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's too early, Spike. I'm glad. I really like your positivity, but there are a few things really fundamentally they're not doing well. They're not scoring people when there's less than two outs on third base. You know, Nola's our fourth best pitcher now, really. And also, got a lot of pitchers getting the 0-2 counts and throwing balls right over the middle, like Romano. So there are some things I feel that we could do better. But I love the Phillies, you know. That's great.
Well, Romano, Romano definitely stinks. Or he's cooked, whatever it is. So let me ask you this, Steve. So it's too early to say that they have a different approach at the plate, but it's not too early to say that Nola is their fourth best pitcher. When we all know that Nola heats up when it gets hot out. That's a down south guy right there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Don't you think he gets paid too much money to heat up when it's not cold? I mean, this guy, 2 years ago, we paid him a fortune.
Well, yeah, listen, here's the thing. He takes the bump every fifth day, man.
He does. He's consistent.
200 plus innings
That's
a year.
True.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
That's true.
Give Nolan a little respect here, Steve.
Okay, I should. You're right. Now, let me ask you this. At the end of the game, have they stopped throwing water on people? Because I've not.
They have. That. They have, actually.
And is that something that came down, or they just thought they got tired of it, or whatever?
And they're growing up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I think happened. The veteran player said, hey, man, Knock it off.
You dump water on me one more time.
Yep. Yeah.
Veteran players, like, knock it off.
Yeah, stop it.
It's Spike, I got to tell you, thank for the Sixers, thank God the Flyers are in town. Because
yes, well, all the winning they've done. It's not like their fan base wants them to lose more so they can get a better draft pick like the Sixers.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But yeah.
Is there any point you won't get bullied off here today, Steve?
Well, that one's BS, man. Flyers suck. They just fired their coach. Their fans want them to lose more.
Yeah, fifth straight year without making the postseason, by the way, yeah. The old Fly guys.
Come on. Steve,
come on. They're supposed to have the big three and the big zero, really.
Well, that's a good point.
There we go. Yep, now we're getting
there. That's worse than the battle between the Flyers and Sixers.
Well, these.
It's like what's the term of the tallest at the circus?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not allowed to use that one. Steve, why don't you give us someone or something that was big in the 80s?
Here you go, Ike. The best female voice of all time, Whitney Houston.
Oh, there we go. It only took us till 3:30.
So, hey, man, come on, man. Whitney is big. Now you're starting to realize how big Whitney is.
Yeah, like it's starting to click a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is an answer to more next questions, Tupac or Whitney?
I think it's still Tupac, but Whitney's flying
Whitney
up the rankings.
She really is. She really is. That is the mindset. Yeah. Of the Flyers fan that drives me crazy. Thank God we have the Flyers because what the Sixers are doing? Are we being serious right now? Are we now? This is not a defense of the Sixers in any way, shape, or form.
But you're not taking it from a Flyers fan.
Not this season. It's been that like they have a great young player that everybody's excited about. They fired their coach and their team. Their fans want their team to lose so they can get a better draft pick. This has not been some sort of rebirth year for the Flyers. I'm optimistic.
Right.
I would say, given who's in charge. Yeah. Shout out Jonesy, but and Michkov, you know, Calder Cup, you know, or Calder Trophy candidate right
Don't
there.
Get snubbed,
nice, yeah. Nice job.
What? Yeah.
Well, I just like you pulled out old Calder Cup.
Listen, I almost went Calder Cup last week with Broads.
Yeah?
Stayed away from
it. You got a little nervous.
Oh, really?
I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure?
I wasn't sure.
Well, isn't the Cup? See, here we go. I'm going to ruin it. The Calder Cup and the Calder Trophy, I think, are two different things.
Oh, God, really?
Aren't they? I think the Calder Cup, it goes to a team, and the Calder Trophy goes to the Rookie of the Year.
Now, to make this even worse.
Yes.
I thought the 04 Phantoms... With Jeff Carter and Mike Richards that I was in attendance for. I thought they won the 04 Calder Cup.
Maybe.
Which is the AHL championship.
Maybe it is the AHL championship, and maybe the Calder Trophy is the Rookie of the Year.
Morgenstein saying I'm right.
Okay. So there is a Calder Cup and a Calder Trophy.
Yeah.
So I was right. And you were right.
Well, by the way, this is another problem with hockey. You can't have the same name for two different things.
Come on, man.
Market your sport.
To keep up with everything.
Yeah. We don't have the Vince Lombardi plaque and the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Exactly.
Come on. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies feel different this year? I say yes. Ike says it's only been 9 games. Jack is hedging because he doesn't want to put too much expectation on the Phillies. Ringthebellbook.com. Coming up next, speaking of Jack, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Is that 80s?
My prerogative, I think, is late
80s. Maybe early 90s.
Maybe early 90s. Right, yeah. In that same range.
The style on the looks 80s.
Yes.
Yes.
It definitely looks
80s. That definitely is.
It
the dress code for the late 80s.
It is like, yes. I'm trying to think music-wise. Sort of like that New Jack Swing kind of sound, which was early 90s, late 80s.
And that was... Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Was it?
That produced that...
that song.
That Bobby Brown album, yes.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you still use the term psych in your everyday life?
I don't believe so.
Shockingly, 25.6% say yes.
Really? Wow.
And then you know what they said after that?
Psych.
Yeah.
or they go, what's up?
What's up?
Guys who can't move on from the 90s?
Yeah.
Those are my favorite people.
The what's up people? Does anyone do what's up still?
No, unless you're like laughing.
Yes.
Making fun of someone.
What's up? All right, let's talk a little Phils with Mr. High Hopes.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Yes.
Brought to you by
ringthebellbook.com.
There it is.
Still pre-order today.
Yep. Free shipping.
Free shipping and a signed copy.
There you go.
When's the last day to order?
Well, you can technically order whenever, but
yeah, forever.
But you're not getting free shipping after May 27th.
Okay.
Although I could just bring it in for you so you could still get your free shipping if you wanted. Now you're not getting a personalized message. I can give you a personalized message.
Well, especially because you're not going to be in the acknowledgments, we found out.
Well,
last
first
week.
Off, I don't know what that is. But now that it's been brought up, I will acknowledge my acknowledgement and put you guys in there.
So, but it's not in there now.
Well, no. We still got to get the blurb. Now, would you rather be in the acknowledgments, or would you rather me get a blurb from you saying how great the book is?
Wait a minute. You're asking, would we rather be thanked in the book, or would we rather tell you that we will help promote your book?
No, well, I just decided if you want to be in the cover or in the book.
Oh, we could actually get a blurb on the cover, used in social media.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
No, it's not tough for me.
Yeah, what would you rather have?
I want to be on the book.
But no, they're both on the book.
Oh, they're both of them on?
Yeah,
one will be on the cover, most likely, saying...
On the back cover.
Jack, such a brilliant baseball mind, and Kevin, you know, awesome baseball book about
just
the
heard about him, yeah.
So we're putting... What's the other one?
You can be in the acknowledgments.
Where you get thanked, or you can be a blurb on the back where you talk about how good the book is.
Put me in the acknowledgments.
There it is.
I think I might want the blurb, and I think I want to just make it all about Kevin.
Yeah, you should. You should. He's a better writer than me, 100%. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
No,
and the big reaction in the book is you wrote a book?
Yep. You should take that as a signal, Jack.
No, I know. No, I have. Yeah. I've been locked in. All right, some news and notes things.
Okay.
Some things I noticed before the big discussion points.
Yes.
One I think is interesting. is that Harper kind of getting bullied by fastballs. It feels like this happens once a year where guys just throw fastballs after fastballs and make him catch up to it. He's hitting 182 on fastballs right now, which is not great, but he's traditionally a great fastball hitter. I just think this happens once a year, but he's kind of going through it. I mean, he smoked the ball in the 7th or 8th yesterday. That was the first time I saw him like stay on a baseball in a while. Even his RBI a little earlier, that was off the end of the bat, and he was off balance. Yeah. So not a hot start to the season for Bryce.
Yep.
Is that when he's guessing not fastball? Is that what's happening there, that he doesn't think he's getting a fastball and that's why he can't catch up to it?
Yeah, I just think it's timing for him. Okay. I think he's just a little bit off. When he starts getting back, like remember when Ryan Howard, when he started thinking left center field, and then he started launching baseball. That same thing with Bryce. Like when he starts doing that, that's when you know he's locked in. When his butt's like kind of falling to the first base side or first base dugout, that's kind of when you know he's off a little bit. And he's off a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. signed with the Blue Jays today. So that seems like it's off the board, obviously. 14 years, $500 million. So I guess Bryce does not have to worry about going to the outfield anytime soon, because I don't know about the first base market.
Yeah, the comments from him and the comments from the general manager, we were talking about it last week, all smelled to me like Vlad wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like he was staying there. Even the general manager said that Vlad said he wants to be on the same team his entire career. They couldn't let him go. And it seemed like he wanted to stay there anywhere.
Yeah.
Is there another giant free agent that they could have their eyes on?
It's really just Tucker.
Okay.
Kyle Tucker at this point. So, yeah. And if you're the Cubs, he's off to an MVP kind of start. Do you let him go after giving up big prospects? I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think he's going to hit free agency, but still. And then one more thing before some of the big stuff from over the weekend. We haven't even talked about him yet, but how about Jesus Luzardo on Friday night? I mean,
he was awesome.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, for 7 innings, kept them at bay. I mean, you see the top of the rotation stuff from him. I mean, it pops off the screen. And I think to have that kind of, we talked about him being more efficient. He had like a 4-pitch inning in there. He pitched 7 strong innings. If he is that, it just raises the floor of this team.
Yeah, well, and to me, it was that 7th inning, right, where you wanted him to get through the 7th.
Uh-huh.
Does he walk 2 or he walks 1 and then there's an error? Whatever it was, he was in a situation where he needed to get a strikeout.
Yeah, first and third, 2 outs.
Yep, and he got it. He was awesome. And he was, you know, his first start was good, but I had mentioned to you that it didn't feel like he was in a rhythm the entire game, but he was in a rhythm, it felt like, on Friday night.
I just haven't seen many sliders that move like his. He has a sweeper, which is a little bit slower. He's got a bullet slider that's really, really tough to pick up. So certainly exciting. He pitches Thursday in the Braves series. Now, big ones from over the weekend, you know, Jordan Romano, not great.
Told you.
Not great. His arm might just be done.
He doesn't have it.
He used to throw 97. He's throwing 93 now. And hearing him after the game, there's already been reports they're moving him to low leverage spots. They gave him a shot yesterday, but he sounded just lost yesterday after the game. Here's Jordan Romano.
The fluctuations. Yeah. I know it's there.
No, you know? Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Usually, I mean, I'm used to just kind of being 96 around there the whole time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know what's going on right now, but yeah, I need to figure that out for sure.
Is it frustrating that you're on a new team? You've had a lot of success in the past, but I'm sure you want to make a good impression. Is it frustrating you haven't been able to do that to this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, on any team, you want to come in, contribute to wins, you know, and when you're not doing that, it doesn't feel great for sure.
Is that dead on? Is that possible?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not too sure. You know what I mean? But yeah. It's one thing I just got to figure out. I got to get the velo up, because when that, you know, when the velo is right, it helps the slider too. You know what I mean? I feel like when the velo is down, it's easier to take the slider.
Yeah, I remember on opening day you said you were a little quick to the plate at the beginning, mm-hmm. and then you figured it out, and then your velo kind of shot up.
Is that
maybe a mechanical thing?
Yeah, you know, it could be. I'm going to look at some video, really like dive in and try to figure this out really quick. Yeah.
He's cooked. I got to figure out why I'm throwing 3 miles an hour on my fastball slower than I threw it before. I have it figured out for you. It's the beginning of the season. Like, there's no reason why you should. You can just see it with them. You can see it. But that's a big problem for them.
Well, because then you have 3 arms you trust.
Strom, Alvarado, and
Kirkring.
And Kirkring.
And then Jose Ruiz, maybe. I mean, I thought he'd show some things. Joe Ross, maybe he can kind of pop. I know Spike's a Joe Rossman.
I do like Joe Ross.
Yeah. We'll see. But they need to figure out that the next righty after Kirkering fast. I mean, like they're going to get one at the deadline, I assume.
They got to get one now.
It's just, yeah, it's hard to do right now.
They got to figure something out. They're definitely going to, maybe when Ranger comes back, like, is there a chance that Ranger comes back and immediately goes to the bullpen instead of starting?
It depends on Taiwan's pitching. And I don't think we trust Taiwan enough.
Yeah.
Painter? Painter starting on Friday?
In Clearwater.
Yeah.
I don't.
Rushing. Don't rush it.
Rushing for the bullpen? Yeah. I don't think they're going to put him in the bullpen. The Romano thing is turning south quickly.
Well, they may have to put him in the bullpen.
I know.
If it comes a necessity.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly a way to keep his innings managed.
Yep. Yeah. The only problem is, like, can he go back to back? Right. Usually the right-hand reliever can just, you know, go back-to-back and they're fine. Can he do that is a big question. And the other big thing from over the weekend is that Alec Bohm, they said it was a scheduled day off. I don't buy that for a second.
No.
They have an off day today. 2 days off, you're facing a righty. Edmundo is in there yesterday. Another sense of urgency kind of move from Rob Thompson. Alec Bohm, not in the lineup yesterday. Your thoughts?
I'm done. I'm done with Alec Bohm. I think it's over. Everything that we were praising the rest of the Phillies for, you know, we're praising the plate approach. We're praising Bryce for being a vocal leader. The thing that we wanted to see out of Alec Bohm was a change in his attitude. And everybody was hoping, I think me among everybody, I don't know that anybody was counting on, but everybody was hoping, okay, they spent the offseason trying to trade you. And a good portion of that is not your performance. It is your attitude. And we're all wondering how he was going to react to it. If this was going to be I'm going to show everybody that they made a mistake by thinking to trade me. But I think he's worse. I think he's a drag on the team. You're talking about figuring out the bullpen. They trade him for a right-handed bullpen arm somewhere. I'm serious. Let Sosa start at third base because his vibe is terrible. The thing that drives me the most crazy about Bohm is that when he is throwing his little tantrum, it's similar to an NBA player when a foul call doesn't go their way, but it's like, it's his fault. If you pop the ball up, it's not anybody else's fault but yours. If you hit into a double play again, it's nobody's fault but yours. His frustration should not be, it almost looks like it's aimed at the world. Like he's like something's being done wrong to Alec Bohm. I don't think he has, maybe that other caller had a good point. I just don't think he's made for it here. I don't think he's made for it here, and I think the clock is ticking on him. And I think the right-handed reliever thing, you talked about the deadline. I don't think you can mess around until the deadline, actually. If Romano's cooked, I would just trade Bohm.
Which is the bigger deal right now, the Bohm situation or the Romano situation?
Well, I think the Romano situation, but I think they could be tied. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think,
a Bohm guy.
Listen, well, yeah, I listen to you guys get all emotional and passionate about Alec Bohm, and I say to myself, the guy's a very good baseball player that needs to mature. I don't think there's anything wrong with him as a hitter. Obviously, he's only hitting 200 right now. I understand the whole swinging at the first pitch. I get all of that. That's the same thing that got him to the All-Star game. That's the same thing that's pretty much made him a career 275, 280 hitter. Back-to-back years with almost 100 RBIs, 40-plus doubles. Like, he's the same guy. Same baseball player. And that's a very good baseball player. That's not a player you just find anywhere.
Yeah.
At least I don't believe it.
I don't think he's enough of a difference maker as a hitter to deal with all of this stuff. There's just so much that depends. That is
deal with what?
What's that?
To deal with what?
His the tantrums. And by the way, he hasn't produced, and it's only 9 games. But it's not
so
like
do you think, real quick. Yeah, do you think? Yeah, it is only 9 games.
Yes. That's fine. That's fine.
It is only 9 games.
I think
his track record says he's a good baseball player.
He will be at least a 275 hitter and hit 15 home runs, whatever it is. Yeah.
So, do you think he was benched because of a tantrum he threw?
I think it is a combination. Jack, curious what you think. I think it's a combination of Topper said, it was a funny quote from Topper. Mm-hmm. He said, we got to get in the lab and find out how to get Sosa into the lineup. Get in the lab. I don't know, have him play instead of somebody else. But it was, I think it is as hot as Sosa's been, and I think it is a message to Bohm. I think it's both things. I don't think, maybe if they didn't have Sosa hitting the way that he was hitting, maybe they wouldn't have done it, but I think it made it easier to bench him.
Well, I think their whole thing has been about urgency and getting on top of things quicker this year. Even like pulling Romano from the game in the eighth inning, I thought was being more on top of it rather than letting him die on a vine. I think it was five pitches and four plate appearances on when they're looking at.
That's why he said
that too. Yes. Yeah. Now he's a guy who swings early.
Sure.
Yeah.
But also when they're. You know,
they're all trying to do one thing.
Exactly. They walked 11 times yesterday for the first time since like 2003. You know, that's part of what their offensive identity, if you have that in baseball, is going to be this year. And I think when they saw that, they were like, we got to get him out of there. Like, we'll give him the day.
Yeah. And I think it's easy to do. That's the benefit of having 162 games. He's not going to play 162 games. And I like Sosa as much as anyone likes Sosa. But I don't know if Sosa's an everyday player. So you want to have him out there for how long? And then what does that do for Bohm? How does that make him a better player?
Sure.
Sitting on a bench for a week or 2 weeks or what have you.
And then also it makes – I would just trade Bohm. I would find out – I would call whoever I talk to this offseason who is interested in him and say, do you want him? But I agree with you on the Sosa thing. Mm-hmm. And that playing Sosa every day also weakens your bench. And if you have a guy that is good enough to play every day, you play him. But I do agree that then all of a sudden you don't have your super utility guy every more because he's your everyday third baseman. Mm-hmm. So I think the Alec Bohm situation is urgent. You know what other situation I think is urgent? Your windows and doors.
Oh.
Come on. They're drafty. They suck. They've been in your house for decades at this point, and you know the summer's coming, and your energy bills are going to go up because the hot air is going to creep through those old drafty windows and doors. That's why you got to go Guida. It's urgent. Guida knows it's urgent, so they're going to help you out on numerous levels with the cost because that's why you haven't done it. You feel like it's a hassle. Guida makes it not a hassle. You feel like it's too expensive. Guida makes it not too expensive. Interest-free financing, no money down, up to 36 months, or depending on the size of your project, up to 6 years. That is 72 months of low payments and lower energy bills, and your house value is going to go up, and you're just going to feel better and more comfortable about the entire thing. And on top of that, they're going to give you 20% off every product they have. Every window, every door, there is a minimum purchase. There are restrictions, and the financing is subject to credit approval. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can explain all of the details and then send one of their professionals out to give you a free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. So let me ask you this on the Bohm thing, as far as him being productive.
Mm-hmm.
From a team chemistry standpoint, how important is the sort of clearly, they don't like the mental part, or they wouldn't have tried to trade him, because they didn't try to trade him because of his production, I don't think.
Sure.
I think they tried to trade him because of the attitude. Mm-hmm. At what point is enough with that?
Well, I think when it has an impact on the other guys in the clubhouse. So when it starts to rub the rest of the veterans on the team in a way in which they're fed up with it, then that's when someone of prominence goes to decision makers and says, you got to get this dude out of the clubhouse.
Right.
We've tried. I've tried. We've had talks with him. This isn't getting any better. It's becoming a drag. Nobody really wants to be around him.
I feel like Bryce tried to send a message by actually saying they tried to trade him publicly, and that he has something to
prove.
But
here's another thing, though. I think some of us has already predetermined what we feel about Alec Bohm, and we overreact to some of this stuff. Like, we act like he went in there swinging bats at the cooler in the clubhouse, or he's throwing his helmet everywhere. Like, I mean, I understand there is a bigger eye on his antics after he makes an out. I'm sorry, is he not supposed to do anything when he makes an out? And then we'll say he doesn't care.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to say he doesn't care.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. Like I'm just saying, I think there is a bigger microscope on it, and rightfully so. I'm not saying he hasn't brought this stuff on himself. What I'm saying is I think some of this is an overreaction to everything he does not do well, because you've already determined this is what you feel about him.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I think that's fair. I mean, you're right. I was already coming into this year. I was hoping they would trade him.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. And when he does make four outs on five pitches.
I agree. It's frustrating.
You know, and then you see him throwing the helmet.
But you're also the same person that have a problem with 19 strikeouts.
Me?
Yeah. You didn't have a problem with striking out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, no, in other words, I'm saying is that if you go down the lineup, we can find things that all of them could be doing a little bit better.
Sure, absolutely.
That all of them could be doing better.
Absolutely.
And it's only 9 games into the season.
Yes. Yes.
So it's not like he's been this way for a month or two.
I agree. I just think it's a bad sign early in the season considering, I was at least looking at how does he react to what happened to the offseason.
I agree.
And it doesn't seem like he's reacted in the way that we would want him to react to it. It doesn't seem like his whole thing is like, okay, screw everybody. Like, I'm gonna set the world on fire and I'm gonna grow up. This might just be who he is as a player. You know,
I can't argue that. Who he is. Yeah. Yep. I'm just looking at the baseball player right now.
Sure.
And I don't think we have enough wiggle room to get rid of good baseball players just for the sake of getting rid of them.
That's a fair, yes. He is one of their better hitters.
Yeah.
Or, yes.
When he's hitting. Yeah.
And he will hit, I would think. Like, I don't think you're going to go through the year.
You know this thing goes in streaks, man. Yeah. Somebody's going to get cold, and then that's when Bohm gets hot for 4 or 5 weeks. Same way Cassidy does.
And that's when we're riding the Bomber.
Yeah. It happens every year.
So a team, the Mariners, I don't know who's on the Mariners or whatever, calls the Phillies, Jack, and they say, we're going to give you solid, dependable, right-handed middle reliever X for Alec Bohm. What would you say?
I would say no.
You would say no?
Yes.
Okay.
Still as it currently stands.
Okay.
I think they could trade for someone at the deadline. Like I love Sosa.
Deadline's 2.5 months away.
I know. Okay. You know who's out there? You know who's out there?
Who?
His third time with the Phillies, but he's still a free agent.
Robertson?
David Robertson.
There you go.
Come on, man. He's only 40. He pitched with 3 ERA last year at Texas.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
He could, you know, until his arm falls off, he could certainly sign him.
He looks good.
Yeah. Well, no, he's good last year. He might be hurt. I don't know. But
squint.
He's available. You don't have to squint.
Calling Daryl Morey. Calling Daryl Morey.
Don't have to squint to see those calves.
No.
All-time calves.
Oh, David Robertson has great calves?
Unbelievable calves.
Wow.
They do. They pop.
We got it.
Yep. You got it? You always keep talking about David Robertson's calves? Radios are turning off. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like JT's calves.
No, come on, man. Don't tempt me with a good time.
JT has had a give me an extension first 9 games of the season.
Yeah, him and Schwartz.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's not cooked.
throw him out, strike him out. No double plays from JT.
It's big stuff.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, good. I hope he pros us wrong.
Yes. I don't care how well he plays. I'm not giving him an extension in the middle of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I want him like a one of those dog races with the stuffed bunny. That is the contract that I'm holding out in front of him. If he plays well the whole year, I think it's fine. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are different? We'll talk to Big Ben Davis. Find out if he thinks the Phillies are different. Talk to him next. Your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.